Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Well, 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 episode 100. Ta-da! I would chink some champagne glasses, but I've got a glass of water and a mug of peppermint tea, so we'll have to do that. I don't drink anyway, so yeah. But 100. It's absolutely mad to think that something I started coming up for 2 years ago, I've stuck to it and I love it. And I mean, that's really, really rare in itself. And I just want to thank you for being here, right? For being part of the journey, for being here for the ride. I know some of you have listened to every single episode since day one, and that's just bonkers. And I'm genuinely so touched and so grateful for that. Yeah, it means the absolute world to me. And when I say, oh, you know, let me know how you get on, tell me about this, I love getting those emails and those DMs. I really do. And I always reply. And to know that I've made a difference to your life through sitting here with my water and my peppermint tea is just absolutely phenomenal. So yeah, woo. And if you're new here, then welcome. This is episode 100. You have many, many, many that you can go back and listen to. So yeah, it's a really cool thing. And also, to coincide with 100 episodes, today, my book, Life in Business, Easy Ways to Work Less, Earn More, and Embrace True Happiness is re-released. So if you've got a copy or you want a copy, go to Amazon and just search for Life in Business, Libby Langley, you'll find it. And it's got a brand new cover and it's got some new information in it. It's got more information about the thing that I'm going to be talking about today, which is about about neurodiversity, right? Is about my diagnosis. I've got diagnosed as autistic, ADHD, 18 months ago or something now. And I wanted to kind of just talk about that a little bit because it's really timely for the book relaunch. And it's also timely, it's also relevant to 100 episodes of this podcast. So I wanted to talk about a bit more about that. And I know that a significant proportion of you listening will either have been diagnosed with either autism or ADHD, or will just suspect that you probably are, right? And what's kind of been really interesting about my own journey is that I've always preached the importance of working smart, not hard, right? Always. I've always kind of felt lazy. No, I haven't always felt lazy. I've always been told that I'm lazy, but I've always got good results and I've always been able to retain kind of a lot of information in my head. And I didn't really understand fully until I got my autism ADHD diagnosis that why that kind of work smart rather than hard approach worked for me and why it's so important for other, you know, for you, right? For neurodivergent or suspected neurodivergent people. And so having the diagnosis was really important to me because it just unlocked a new level of understanding. So you don't have to, you don't need to. And I went private because that's a question that I always get asked a lot. I did go private because I was not going to stay on a waiting list for years. I just needed to know so I could move on and kind of embrace it. So, yeah, it was funny, really, because I suspected for, mostly 3 years ago now, that was ADHD. And because lots of people in various communities that I'm in were talking about it. And I, you know, got all, saw all the memes online and I'm like, yep. And then I went to a talk about ADHD because that's the kind of thing that I do. I think I'm autistic. And someone said to me, so the person sitting next to me said, oh, and you're autistic. And I'm like, excuse me, what? How rude. No. And directed me to various online assessments that you can do. I was like, scored highly in those then. Booked myself the assessment and ta-da, got diagnosed. And it was a real aha moment for me because it helped me understand the things that I find really, really hard in life, right? And the things that cause me to have these kind of meltdowns that just aren't, they don't matter. Like one of the things is, well, noise, I'm really noise sensitive. So if somewhere's noisy or, you know, I can hear like noise, I can hear electricity, but you know, if there's noise, if there's like workmen outside and they've got radio on and stuff, it's like, I can't, it just kind of completely derails me. But also if things don't go to plan and just kind of like having really deep feelings or deep emotions, I'm sorry, deep like reactive emotions to stuff that just doesn't matter. It's so weird. But I understand why now. And that understanding is kind of has really helped me. But also things particular to business that make sense of why I feel like that. Things like, you know, avoiding 5 a.m. starts, you know, that no, thank you, not for me. Don't see why it's necessary. What time? I don't see why it matters what time you start. It doesn't. But that is kind of from the neurodiversity angle. It's about creating what you need to create for you to be comfortable in who you are. So somebody else saying to you, you need to get up at 5 a.m. to be successful, it's implying that if your routine or the way you need things, your energy is, or the way you need things to be, means you don't start until 10, you're never going to be successful. And it's just utter rubbish, right? I just believe it's utter rubbish, because the way to be successful is to be who you are and who you want to be and build a business that suits the way you want to live. So, but I understand why I feel like that now, right? Because managing my energy and managing my time according to my energy is one of the key core fundamentals of how I have to run my business. And it's one of the major things that I help my clients with. So, you know, so I'll say, we'll do an exercise and I'll say, you know, how much do you want to earn? 10K months. It's like, okay, all right, but why? If that doesn't, you know, there's got to be more to it than just picking the number, right? But it's like, oh, and so you want to work 3 days a week. Okay, so let's just do the maths on that. You only want to work 3 days a week because you don't have the energy to work anymore. You only want to work with 4 clients at once, and yet you don't want anyone to pay you more than £500. You're never going to get to 10K months. And if everything else is aligned, then you have to adjust the target accordingly, because you're not going to do it, right? And that's so liberating to be able to understand that and understand the why of that and the capacity that you have for things. And as long as you're building the life that you want with the money that gives you kind of what you need, that's what really matters. And it's just so wonderfully powerful, wonderfully, wonderfully powerful. But it all does kind of stem from a neurodiversity / energy management angle. And I just think that's really powerful. And I don't think I would have realized my reasons behind it if I hadn't have been diagnosed. And another thing that certainly for me, my neurodivergence brings is this kind of different way of thinking of problem solving. And I hold so much information in my head. So every conversation that I've had, like, you know, since the year dot, it's in there somewhere. And I can pull out this information, pull out this useful stuff for work with my clients, but also in my own business too. And I think that is a real kind of, I don't like the term superpower, but I think that it does add another level. And I didn't realize until my diagnosis, until I started looking into this, that my ability to kind of just rock up and be able to talk on stage about this stuff and it'd be really engaging and interesting talk, or do these podcasts or work with my clients without prepping. It's like, nope, 2 minutes, skim through the stuff. Yep, bosh, I know what I'm doing. And be brilliant and be brilliant for them. That's because of my neurodiversity. And I never realized that. And I never realized the things that I find really easy are things that other people find incredibly challenging. So I'm kind of grateful for that, right? But I'm more grateful for the understanding of the why. Yeah. Because I know that I can't necessarily teach that to other people because I am wired like that and you may not be. Yeah. So we all have the things that we're good at and we're less good at. And knowing those and understanding why those things are is super important. So I would say to you, embrace your quirks, embrace your strengths, and never feel pressured to do things the normal way, right? Because it's the way that suits you that really, really matters. And that's where true happiness comes from. And when I first wrote my book, Life in Business, relaunch today, go to Amazon and find it. Or actually, you can go to libbylangley.com/book and you'll find it there too. Kindle and paperback. When I first wrote it, what I didn't realize was that in many, many ways, it's a guide for neurodivergent business owners. But now I see that more than ever. So when I wrote the book, it was really kind of a culmination of things that I had talked about, things that I believe in, not, you know, things like you don't have to get up at 5 a.m. to be successful. It was all everything that I'd ever said pulled into one book. So the way it's written is you can dip in, you can dip out. There's four different sections within it, but lots of chapters within that. So you can open any page and read it and get a kind of business lesson, life lesson, support lesson. And that in itself is like, it was easy for me to write it like that, right? But it's good that it's like that because that really suits ADHD particularly. You can just pick it up and you don't have to, it doesn't matter if you lose your place. You can open any page and get something really helpful from it on any day of the week. Yeah. So I didn't realize how ADHD friendly it was as a business book. And there's plenty of white space to write notes and this. Yeah, it's just really, 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 really ADHD friendly. And I didn't realize that until afterwards, because I just wrote it how I wanted to write it. And it's like, oh, now I see why it's written like that. And it kind of all made me laugh, really, because it's like, oh, hello, I understand this. But it didn't take me long to pull it together. Because I have all this information in my head, because I can hyperfocus, because I come like, oh, right, got a deadline to write a book. Well, I'm just going to write a book then. And nothing kind of gets in the way of that. And again, can see that that's a neurodivergent trait. And what I wanted to do for this relaunch, two things, I suppose. One was I wanted to include a reflection on why the book is so helpful and so important for neurodivergent people. And also the cover needed changing, right? Because when I first launched the book, I was in a different place. You know, it's not that long, coming up for 2 years ago, it's not that long ago, but I was in a different place in myself and in my understanding of myself as a business coach and a business leader. And I wanted to make the book more about the book and less about me, which is weird, right? Because obviously I've written it and it's all my thoughts and my opinions and my stories. But there was a picture of me on the cover and that's gone now. The pink's gone, it's now cream. So it fits with my current branding. But it was important for me to kind of extract myself from the cover and to make it more about you and what you really need to support you and to help you. So there was that, but I wanted to add in the author's note to explain that it was only once I'd got diagnosed that I was like, oh my God, I've written a guide for neurodivergent business owners. And I did not know that. Ah, hello. So that was very, very important to me to be able to acknowledge that for you as well. And I want to kind of, I guess, celebrate that, really. I mean, firstly, it's like, oh, it's flipping great to have written a book, right? And it's opened so many doors for me and so many opportunities. So from my point of view, it's been superb to have done it. but I know that people have really benefited from it. I know there's one person in particular who I'm not going to name, but if you're listening, you'll know it's you, who I met at a networking event when the book had just come out. And she said, oh, can I have a look? Because I'd taken a copy with me. And she opened it onto a page about 10K months and why you don't have to just have that as your goal. You need to think a bit more deeply about stuff. And she really kind of took it to heart, and she ordered the book there and then. And almost immediately she stopped working on Fridays, and she just stopped working on Fridays. She just said, I'm not going to do this anymore. And she stopped chasing the money goals, because her business was doing well, you know, but she stopped chasing the money goals and started chasing or following the life goal, aiming for the life goals, which included not working Fridays. And it was just absolutely nuts, really, that it was through reading my book. You know, I've never worked with her. She's never been a client. But through reading my book, that she's able to implement these massive changes in her business and in her life, you know? And that's something that I'm extraordinarily proud of, that the book has the ability to do that. And I kind of take myself out of that, really, because it feels like ages, 2 years ago since I wrote it. So I know what's in it because it's what I talk about every day, but I don't know exactly what's in it anymore because I don't remember every single word on every single page, having said I remember stuff. But so just to know that it's got that kind of power, it is its own thing. And that's just so lovely. So if you've never written a book in your business, think about it, because it really makes a difference. But it's also a chance, the relaunch is also a chance for me to celebrate you, the audience, right? The readers of the book. Because if you've been running your business as a, you know, in the kind of hustle and grind way, right? Work harder, get more money, work harder, without looking of the, oh, I don't know, under the bonnet of that, then, but you want things to be different and you don't feel like you fit that mold and you think you might be autistic or ADHD or both, and it's a chance for me to kind of celebrate you. So, you know, we would be classed as the misfits, right? I don't think we are. I think that we're the sensible ones. I think we're the leaders. I think we're the ones that are going to change the way that business is done, because we do it once we're conscious, right? Certainly for me, once I was conscious of why I feel like this and why I kind of really reject some of these norms, you know, the 5 a.m. starts, like, I'm not doing it. I just don't want to do it. Once you kind of accept that, but you know why, it's like, we're trailblazers. We can do things differently. We can really lead by example of the way that we want business. And what a great lesson for, you know, if you've got kids, to show them that things can be different and you can really be genuinely happy in what you do. And also to the wider business community. I mean, this is the thing that's so important for me. It's like, you genuinely can have any business model that you want and earn what you want. And you can be happy. You can be inner happy. You can be so confident in yourself, not in a showy stand on stage necessarily, but just know that quiet inner confidence of knowing that you're doing the right thing and you're doing the right thing for you. It's all possible, right? And it's only since my diagnosis that I kind of have understood why this is so important to me, why I am so passionate about it, and why are we debunk every business and marketing myth that there is out there, right? And I will be very, very vocal about that, because I've been on the journey. I've got the qualifications, you know, I've got the MBA, I know about the business stuff, and I've learned enough about business and been to enough conferences and seen enough people on stage and been in the online space for 15 years that, you know, I know how to smell a rat, right? But I will talk about that. And you don't need any flashy gimmicks. You just need to be comfortable and confident in yourself. That's what's so important. And that's what the book's about, right? That's what the book's about. So if you haven't got it, do get it. It's LibbyLangley.com/book, or just search on Amazon for Libby Langley Life and Business and you'll find it. And it's probably be the best, I don't even know how much it is, 15 quid, that you've ever spent on yourself in your business. I promise you. So Okay, the next thing then is 100 episodes of this podcast. Oh my God. So I never stick at anything, right? Never. I've had, I'm on car number 25. I mean, I've been driving for 30 years, but car number 25, and I've lived in, I don't know, I forget how many, 14 or 15 houses, most of which I've owned. And I've had, you know, different husbands. And I never stick at anything, right? And that's the ADHD impulsivity. I understand that now. Why, right? I understand why the change in everything. And in my business, I've never stuck at anything. I've had more business models. I've had all the business models. You know, I've just had all of them, which is helpful because I can help you with all the business models because I've done them all myself, right? And it's, yeah, I see why that is. But to have stuck with this podcast for 100 episodes, which is coming up for 2 years, it's a couple away, two, three weeks away from 2 years, it just absolutely blows my mind. But I think the reason that I like it and I still want to do it is because I know that I'm helping you with it. And that's the thing that I like doing, right? And also, it's easy for me to do. And I don't say that to be flippant, right? But it's a medium that really, really suits me. So I can just switch my mic on and talk to you. I do write some notes, so I know what topic I'm talking about. But I know that I'm going to have helped you. And that to me is the most powerful thing. But I can only do that because my brain retains all this information, because I can just turn up and talk about something, because I'm autistic ADHD, right? Couldn't do it if I wasn't. I don't think in the same way. And I don't think I could help you in the same way if I wasn't. So I'm kind of really grateful for that. And one of the key things that I've learned, I suppose, from doing this is that if you find something you enjoy, you can just do it forever. It's right. I mean, it sounds obvious, but we don't do that in our own business. So you can market yourself in any way you want to market yourself, right? Doesn't matter what you're supposed to do. You can do whatever you want. But for you, the audience, one of the things that I've learned is really genuinely how much you want your success to be about happiness. And the two things that always, always, always are the things that are fed back to me is about how you feel empowered to actually do what you want to do, and also how your time freedom and your financial freedom are kind of the most important things. It's not about show and tell. It's not about turning again up at 5 a.m. It's not about that. It's about what really matters to you and embracing that. And I love that. And also what kind of a hot mess we all are, right? And how it's okay to be that and to talk about that and to build the business around life. And I always say this to all my clients, you know, you've got to build your business around your life, not your life around your business. It's why this whole thing is called Life in Business. This is why my book is called Life in Business. It's why my podcast is called Life in Business, because life is going to happen. Life is going to life, right? And business has to flex, be able to flex and adapt around that. And life being lifey includes the days when you can't get out of bed because you're too bloody tired, or the days when you just, you know, the rejection sensitivity is really strong and you can't do anything because you feel everybody hates you. And the days when you're so productive that you've done 4 months' work in 45 minutes, right? It's everything. That's everything, yeah? It's the ability to just go, huh, this is me. I need some strategies in order to be able to maybe improve that stuff. But also this other side of me is always going to be like that. So let's make the business work around that. And then I can be brilliant in myself. I can be happy. I can be comfortable. And I can just get on with helping the clients that I've got. And it's really, really magical. So yeah, 100 episodes. Thank you. Honestly, I feel a bit emosh. I do. It's a big thing. And book launch day, book relaunch day. It's not a launch. I've already launched it once. It's a relaunch. I don't know. I just love some feedback from you on kind of your journey and what you think. And yeah, I mean, how the book has helped you and how the podcast has helped you. I would really just love to hear from you. That would be such a wonderful way to celebrate 100 episodes. Do you know, honestly, I feel like I might cry. This is just ridiculous. It's so silly. But, oh my God, it's meant so much to me having having you here, and oh my God, being you guys supporting me as an audience on my own journey, because this hasn't always been easy, right? Finding out at the age of 40, whatever I was, that you were autistic, and kind of understanding what that, how difficult that's made life, and what that has meant to everything, but also everything slotting into place, and kind of knowing why I do what I do and why I care about it so much. You know, having you on this journey too has been phenomenal. Fuck's sake. If you didn't know already, one of the neurodiversity things is inability to regulate your emotions. So there you go. I don't say it lightly, and it, yeah. So anyway, here's to another 100 episodes of this podcast, and here's to the book changing more lives, and here's to, us making the world a better place. And thank you. God, I'm so sorry. Thank you for everything you give me as well, because this is what makes me happy, and being happy is what really matters in business. So life in business, thank you. And thank you to you, my gorgeous, gorgeous audience. I love you very much, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.